gonna hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, you have missed a fantastic show, and I don't say that very often. But we are very, very fortunate to have Stephen Reichlin with us, New York Times best-selling author, and we're reviewing his new book called Project Griddle. And he's been so gracious to stick with us through the whole show. We're not even touching the most of this book, but Stephen, thanks so much for sticking by with us. And the Midwest is huge on tailgating, and it's not just only during football season, but the griddle to me seems like a normal piece of equipment that's portable and you can take it to the tailgate. Bob, you got your thoughts?
Yeah, you're right, Jop. And some guys might not have one small enough to tailgate with, but what they might have is a little portable gas grill or a little Smokey Joe from Weber.
Right.
Everybody's got a Smokey Joe.
You can put a cast iron skillet on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Cast iron skillet is a griddle of size.
It is.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about tailgating, your ideas on what to do and some of your wonderful recipes.
Well, sure. I mean, first of all, you know, I've been talking about a lot of international dishes, but for most people, griddle, the first thing that comes to mind when you mention griddle is the smash burger. And the smash burger is the griddle food par excellence, and it's also tailgating food par excellence.
It's huge now.
Yeah, right. And if you think about it, okay, so you're grilling a hamburger on a grill. That's delicious, but you never want to press it because you don't want to squeeze out the juices because A, it will be dry, and B, you know, you'll set your grill on fire. But with a smash burger, the whole idea is you do press it. You squeeze out the fat, and then the fat heats up on the griddle, and it fries the edges of the burger. So if you get a smash burger right, the edges will be crispy.
Yes.
The center will be, you know, meaty.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. Now, in my burger chapter, speaking of tailgating, you know, I've got a lot of really, really cool recipes. There's one for an au poivre burger, which is like making steak au poivre, but doing it on a burger thickly crusted with cracked black peppercorns. There are Middle Eastern burgers. There's a really cool Vietnamese, I call it Vietnamese meatball. It's a pork meatball that is flavored with fish sauce and lime juice and honey, and it contains rice noodles, you know, chopped up.
Oh, nice.
So you serve it wrapped in lettuce leaves in the unlikely event that you want barbecue griddle health food at your tailgating party.
Yeah.
But so, it's really, it's, you know, again.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. We've had a long-standing relationship with Lodge, and I just had my Lodge, one of my big round casts out last night. It'd be perfect for a Smokey Joe, but I'm thinking if you're tailgating, you might want to do some burgers, but everybody always does hot dogs and brats, too, and those are even easier on a griddle than they are on a grill because you can literally put a glove on and just roll them, and you can do bulk production, and Jop and I do some big events, and bulk production is sometimes a consideration.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one little tip with bratwurst and other thick sausages is to use that griddle dome because that'll speed up the cooking.
Great.
Again, you don't have to worry about split casings. You don't have to worry about, you know, dripping fat causing grill fires. With my hot dogs, I do something a little bit unusual, and that is I cut the hot dog almost in half lengthwise and butterfly it open. And I do that so that you can brown the inside as well as the outside, because
Extra. To
me, that, you know, the Maillard effect and that browning, like brown is where the flavor is at. And then while you're butterflying your hot dog, you can fold it back together and insert some sliced jalapenos and pepper jack cheese. And you've just taken a hot dog and made it a really hot dog. So that's another of the cool recipes in the book.
So you've got all sorts of, I know, Barbecue University and all these things. I don't know where you're hanging your hat most of the time. I think you're ready to head out to the Cape this time of year. But do you have maybe online courses or YouTube videos or things like that that you want to point people to, a store to buy one of your many books? I mean, I don't know how many books you've put out at this point, but
34, but who's counting?
Yeah.
sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, my sort of digital home base is barbecuebible.com.
There you go.
My website, barbecuebible.com. And, you know, if you haven't been on the site yet, check it out. You can sign up for my Up and Smoke newsletter, which comes out twice a week. Absolutely free content, recipes, etc. In terms of buying the book, you know, your local bookstore I would start with, or Amazon, or you can buy it on my website. If you want to follow me on social media, it's just Stephen Reichlin on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. If you want to, you know, if you want to know about Barbecue University, that's my school at the Alisaw Ranch in Sullivan, California. And if the Alisaw sounds familiar, that was the backdrop for the last season of my show, Project Smoke, and the first season of my series, Project Fire. It's a beautiful 10,000-acre ranch in the Santa Ynez Valley of California.
Hey, Stephen, I want to pause and just remind my wife, if she's listening, is that is the perfect Father's Day gift, okay? Okay, carry on.
Absolutely. Love to have you guys out for that.
Yeah.
It's super fun. You know, it's a 3-day, 3-night sort of orgy of live fire cooking and food and griddling and you know, that's in the morning, afternoon. You can go horseback riding, wine tasting.
Is that Central Valley?
Swimming, golfing.
Is that Central Valley?
It's the Santa Ynez Valley. It's about an hour north of Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Ooh, wonderful area. Wonderful.
Yeah, pretty country.
Yeah.
So at any rate, I mean, that's how how to follow me. And, you know, it's funny. We do look at every message on social media and every email we get to barbecuebible.com. I just actually heard this morning from some friends of my parents who hadn't seen my parents in 40 years, but they saw the name Reichlin and said, gee, we'd love to be in touch. So, so we do... I honor my public. You guys enable me to have the greatest job on the planet. So, I thank you guys as journalists. I thank your listeners as buyers of my books. And what a wonderful field we're in.
Yeah, it is. And this is a passion and a hobby for Bob and I. You've made it a career, so you're the smartest guy I know in barbecue. But anyway, hey, Stephen, I don't know how you keep your girlish figure either. I see your pictures on the back of the book. I'm like, man, this guy is long and lean. I don't know how he does it, but he just barbecue is a wonderful thing. And I am so, so grateful to you for taking time today, all this time. And we are so lucky to have you as an advisor and a guest.
Well, thank you. The sentiment is mutual, and wishing everybody a happy Memorial Day and happy Father's Day.
Yeah, get out there and fire up a grill. All right, that's Stephen Reichlin.
Thanks, Stephen.
Hey, you guys do a great show. That was really fun.
Well, we're going to do it again because you just make it easy. Thanks so much.
Okay. Well, right. I'll tell you what, just a little teaser here. I'm actually working on a memoir, and that'll be out in 2026. So we'll get back in touch with
you. Yes, exactly. Love to have it.
Sounds
great. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks
so much. Thanks for your time.
Stephen Reichlin. Yeah. That guy has a world of experience in barbecue.
Oh, he's forgot more than I'll ever know about barbecue. I mean, he's made it his vocation and his passion for his entire life. So that's it's just really cool that he took, an hour to spend with the grilling guys. And we really appreciate it. And you know what, guys, get out there and check him out and look at these books, because they're written to be used. They're not a library piece. These are working books.
My wife came into my office the other night and she said, why don't you get rid of some of these books? And I've got this massive rack of cookbooks.
Right.
And I was like, she goes, you never look at those, do you? I go, yeah, every week.
Right.
I'm pulling one of them out. And some of Reichlin's books are in there. But this would be a great Father's Day gift. That's all I can say.
Right.
Even if you have to buy it for yourself.
Yeah, because I guarantee you'll get one or two family favorite recipes out of there just by looking through it and seeing what's in there. And his great ideas and his ingenuity is amazing. You think you've barbecued it all till you get a book like this and you're like, wow, never thought of doing it that way.
And you can buy this for yourself for Father's Day, even if you don't think you're a father.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You could. Yeah. Just open the mailbox. You'll figure it out, right? But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week.
And don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check out our sponsors on the right-hand side. Check out the sales. Garrett's has got another sale coming up. You've got Sobey Meats. You've got, goodness sakes, all sorts of folks over there that you can spend your money with instead of the big box stores. And we thank you for joining us. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.